Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And thank you, Picker. I like hearing that song first thing here on Sunday morning. And good morning to all you listeners out there. My name is R.T. Lowe, and you're listening to For Your Information here on Cox Radio. For Your Information is a public affairs program, and we try to have someone from the community. At this time every month, I try to have someone from the Conroe, Montgomery County area as my guest. And I have a great one today, and it's very timely, I think. She is with the Montgomery County Food Bank. Her name is Allison Hewlett, and she is the president and CEO. Do I still have you on the line there?
You do. You do. I'm thrilled to be here. Thank you.
Well, it's good to have you on. This is a time of the year everybody starts thinking, maybe they should have started thinking a little earlier, but they're thinking of trying to help others, and this year has been a year of helping others, hasn't it?
Oh, gosh, absolutely. You know, especially in the wake of Hurricane Harvey. But, you know, we are approaching the holiday season. And, you know, I think a lot of us are in the middle of so many blessings with friends and family. And, you know, it's just a time to share with them. But, you know, we don't want to forget those that are needy because, you know, during the holiday season, all of those stresses become just magnified, as you can imagine.
That is the way of the holidays, the positive and negative, as they say. First of all, if you don't mind, may I call you Allison?
Sure, yes.
Okay. Would you mind telling us a little bit about yourself and how you got to the position of being president and CEO of the food bank?
Yes, sure. So I'm Allison Hewlett. I'm the current president and CEO of the Montgomery County Food Bank, as you mentioned. My first day here was July 12th. So I'm a definite rookie. But the great thing about the food bank is that we are part of a Texas network called Feeding Texas, where each region is represented by, you know, different food bank and obviously each with, you know, with the CEO. So we have board meetings, which we're talking about, you know, different agenda items. But I also have all these folks to reach out to. I just got off the phone with one actually in San Antonio, and then I have Brian Green at Houston Food Bank, so lots and lots of support. But prior to this, I was the executive director for Meals on Wheels Montgomery County for about 4 years. So I'm not new to the area, and I'm not new to helping the needy with their food needs, and actually would love to partner with the Meals on Wheels program here. So it's an extremely fun and rewarding job here at the food bank, and I'm not just saying that. It's the most fun job that I've ever had. So
it's a very important job. It's also can be stressful at this time of the year, I would imagine, because I think a lot of people will be surprised to hear how large the Montgomery County Food Bank is. I happen to know its size to some degree, but isn't it one of the larger ones in Texas?
I'm not sure if we're one of the larger ones in Texas. I know Houston Food Bank is the largest in the nation, but our outputs are significant for the area that we cover. For those that have been in Montgomery County for a while, they'll probably remember the food bank as being on Second Street. It was a much smaller facility, and in 2014, they made the move to a 64,000 square foot warehouse. So that was a obvious game changer, and thank goodness they did, because we were able to do the work that we did during Hurricane Harvey because we have such great space here. But I think the best way to describe food banks is that we are the bank and that we operate through our ATMs, which are our different partner agencies. So that could be everything from a food pantry to Tri-County, to the different schools and the school districts with our Buddy Backpack program and school pantries that we have there. So we do cover the whole county. We serve, obviously, infants to seniors. We help those that might have been affluent, but they're suffering a divorce or a job loss, or also the chronic poor. And then, of course, right now we're seeing a huge uptick with the Hurricane Harvey victims. So,
yes, I can imagine with Hurricane Harvey, with all the damage that it did, and it affected so many people. As you say, that is an across the board, from the poor to the fairly well to do, lost homes and a lot of other stuff. When you have to deal with something like that, how many people do you have actually on staff to help, or are you almost all volunteer?
Well, we have a small staff, a small, awesome, dedicated staff of about 22, 23 people. And then we also open it up to volunteers that do a lot of the sorting. Is a big volunteer opportunity here, and they're a huge part of our labor force. You know, they sort the, we bring the food into the warehouse, and then we sort it however the different partner agencies need it, and that's done completely by volunteers, so we could not do this work without them. But I will say it's pretty rewarding for them, too. We have what we call our red shirt volunteers, which are volunteers that have, I think, 50 or more hours, and so they're this is from their mouth. They say this is like a family up here, and they come consistently, and they make friends, and it's a lot of retired folks. It's a good work outlet for them, so they enjoy it.
We're speaking with Allison Hewlett, and she's the president and CEO of the Montgomery County Food Bank. We're just talking about some of the things that they have a little different this year because of the hurricane and all the problems that presented itself. As far as volunteers, a couple of things real quick. I'm sure you can always use more. And if you don't mind, pass out to the listeners out there all your contact information, so if someone's interested in volunteering, that they'll know how to get a hold of you.
Absolutely. The best way to access the food bank for anything you need as far as contacting us or a donation or volunteering can all be found on our website, which is mcfoodbank.org.
Okay, that's an easy one.
It's an easy one. And if you want to volunteer, there's a volunteer sign up there. If you want to donate, there's a donation button. We also have an upcoming event called Share Your Holidays, and so you can host a food drive or a virtual food drive, and all of that information can be found on our website. That's mcfoodbank.org.
Okay, so folks, that's the easiest way to contact them, and we'll ask you to repeat that a few times during the program, because the point, of course, is that they can get a hold of you and hopefully help participate in this. Okay, but you did just say something. I do this interview pretty much as a conversation, and you said something there that kind of caught me off guard. What is a virtual
virtual food drive?
You got me on that one.
It's a whole new world, right?
Yeah.
Well, a regular food drive, you know, can be done with you know, it's kind of fun for companies and small businesses or departments or schools or Girl Scout troops or whatever to do a food drive for us, and especially at holiday time. But these can also be done online, and it's basically kind of, I'll put in quotes, purchasing the food online. It's almost like a donation, but it's applied to a specific food item. So, but the thing about the food bank is we can stretch the monetary donations much further than, say, you go and just buy food at HEB or Walmart or Kroger or something like that. So we can feed, we'll do about 3.5 meals for every dollar donated. So, but some people like to associate that with a can of beans or something like that, so, or a turkey. So you can do that online.
Absolutely. That's, of course, the first thing that went through my head is I'm going, okay, how am I going to keep the can of beans from sliding off the glass scanner here?
But
right. That's not exactly how it works.
Well, and they're heavy. So if you want to do it quickly and just with a quick click, then that's probably the best way. So.
And the nice thing is, like you said, We go in and we spend a buck for a can of beans. For that same buck, you could make it go a lot further because you have partners that work with you, right?
Yes, we do. We source the food from all different kinds of places, and that could be, like I said, our distribution points, which is places like Walmart and HEB and Kroger. They're wonderful partners of ours, all the way to the Texas Department of Ag. You know, we get a lot of product from them. And, of course, this time of year, there's a huge uptick in food donations, which we love, but we do source the food, most of it, outside of those food drives. So
that's what people need to understand is you can get a lot more for their buck if they will donate the money, but it's good to have the food available too. It's just different people feel a different way about how to donate.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is we are... So Hurricane Harvey, of course, started the August 25th is in my mind that first day, and it really created a new normal for the whole region, right, all the way up the Gulf Coast and Houston and Montgomery County. And in the first 2 weeks after the hurricane, we distributed 1.25 million pounds of food. But the significance to that is pre-disaster, we distributed about 600,000 pounds in a month. So in the first 2 weeks of Harvey, we distributed what we usually distribute in 4 months. The need was obviously very great. So, but September happened, and we really were curious to see what the October numbers would look like. I have a contract, wonderful Harvey disaster liaison, and she's working this issue because we want to make sure that we steward this money in the best way, and that we're not just willy-nilly handing food out, that it's going to these disaster-affected people. So we looked at October, and our outputs were still double. We distributed about 1.2 million pounds in October, whereas pre-disaster it was around 600,000. The long-term recovery is long-term, and we talked just a minute about, the disasters don't discriminate, and, everybody from the affluent to the chronic poor were affected, but it's those low-income families really that didn't have the resources going in that are very vulnerable and looking at a very long recovery. Because as we mentioned earlier, the loss here in a flooding event is their biggest assets, their homes and their vehicles, maybe
they can't
a job.
Work if they...
there's a lot of family stress.
Yeah.
So that's why right now, this holiday season, it's just particular importance that we sort of advocate for these families and make sure people don't forget them and stretch that money so we can continue doing that work.
And that's the thing that, a lot of us, if we weren't that heavily affected by the flood, we kind of forget how important those automobiles are. I mean, they may be driving a 15-year-old car if they're possible, and if it gets flooded, they have no way to go to work. And it puts a strain on them all the way around.
Yeah, that vehicle is a real lifeline. If they miss too much work, they might lose their job. The other thing that, honestly, I didn't think about going into this was a lot of the families that we're seeing at our partner agencies and at our mobile distributions are families that are hosting Harvey families. So they are families, it's hard enough to feed a family of four or five on, one or two incomes these days, as we all know, but to add another family on top of that. And because, if you've lost your home, then the FEMA vouchers lasted about 30 days. And then after that, you need a place to go. So people are either, the choices are to pay a rent and a mortgage, or, pay a hotel and a rent or a mortgage, or go live with another family. So there's just kind of people's financial obligations are being stretched all around. And so during the holiday season, we don't, we were saying, the holidays are either a wonderful time or they kind of magnify the stress that's occurring in your life. And if you are having trouble providing for your family any kind of holiday meal to gifts to anything, then it can be, you know, not the best time of year. So what the food bank wants to do is come in with the most nutritious food possible and fill that gap for them so they don't have to worry about that because they're really facing kind of a long-term financial nightmare right now.
Yes, they are. We're speaking with Allison Hewlett. She is the president and CEO of the Montgomery County Food Bank. And you told us once, but the new building is located where?
The new warehouse is located on 242 east of 45. So we're kind of right in the middle, a little south, but right in the middle of Montgomery County, right off of 45.
And people, it's staggering what all you move in and out of that place. A lot of people might be surprised to hear that you handle refrigerated items, correct?
Yes, we do. We handle a lot of the food that we give out is perishable food. So it's meat and produce. And so we have huge, obviously, walk-ins here. And I like it when we have partner agencies that also have, you know, refrigerated walk-ins because we want to be part of the solution. And when food in any Harvey-affected or non-Harvey-affected, food insecure families tend to sacrifice nutrition, right? Because the cheaper food is the more processed foods. And that's not what we want to hand out. So we try to keep as high a level of nutrition in our inventory as possible. And a lot of that is refrigerated for sure.
And folks, that is a major thing because, well, it's just natural. You're going to get more vitamins and nutrition from these plants closer to its growing. And it's difficult to get away from all the canned vegetables for those that are out there and dealing with limited resources. A lot of people may be surprised that you handle frozen items even, correct?
Yes, yeah. Well, the meat obviously is all frozen. And then we also have, you know, it just depends on what comes in. Food banking, it's a really interesting business because we are sourcing food that it's somebody else's problem, right? It's meat that's about to expire, so we hard freeze it, you know, and distribute it to the needy. To produce, we have this wonderful program called Produce Rescue, where the growers might have a truckload of produce that they send to a retail distributor like a HEB or Walmart or Kroger, and it's rejected for whatever reason. You and I, when we go to the store, we're pretty picky what we're going to pull out of the bins, right? We don't want things
true.
That are, look, an onion that's too small or a misshapen orange or something like that. So if it looks odd or if they have too high an inventory of that particular item, they'll reject the whole load. And so that's a 53-foot, you know, trailer full of produce that used to go straight to the landfill, if you can believe that. So where they have to pay to dump it into the landfill, which is just crazy. So what we do at the food bank is we pull that food into our inventory. We pull any of that produce that's not edible. We give to Living Earth to compost. And any of it that's good, which is usually about 50 to 80% of the load, we send out to the needy. So we do try to be part of the solution as far as sourcing the food and also distributing, you know, high food with a high nutrition count. So, yeah, we have a lot of frozen and refrigerated items.
And that's another reason why it's helpful, folks, to donate some cash because you have bills like everybody else and folks.
We do. That you should see our electric bill.
I started to say that refrigerator, it's not quite the same as the one at home. Only thing you have to remember, though.
No, I think the last check I signed was like $9,000 for just the refrigeration. But, of course, that's what we want to send out, right? So.
Yeah.
Yes, we have bills to pay just like everybody else. So,
and we are speaking with Allison Hewlett, and she is the president and CEO for the Montgomery County food bank. And if you don't mind, while I'm thinking about it, you want to give them how they can contact you one more time or again?
Yes. You can find everything you need on our website. It's mcfoodbank.org. And we also have an event coming up called Share Your Holidays. And like I mentioned, you can host a food drive at your company or at your department or your neighbor event or something. There's a virtual food drive which you can conduct. You'll find information on our website. And, of course, a monetary donation is something that we desperately need this holiday season. And there's also red barrels at your local grocery store, which you can fill those up with needed items. So.
And these are things that, especially this time of year, hopefully we have more people out there that are thinking of sharing. And because all of us know someone that was affected by the flood. And these people, and this is on top of what you normally do, which is a major effort in itself. You were saying how many meals do you pass out on an average
month?
Well,
in food bank world, which is kind of odd, they measure everything in pounds, and that's for inventory. But we looked at, in the first month after Harvey, and it was a good 300,000 individuals that were served. But as we settle in, we serve at least 35,000 individuals each month as far as helping them with their food needs. And I got to tell you, there's a lot of folks that don't want to ask for help. Mm-hmm. They find themselves, which we all have, sometime in our life in a situation that they did not expect. Like I said, it could have been a hurricane, or it could be a divorce, or it could be a job loss. And they have a lot of pride, and they don't want to ask for help, but they find themselves in a situation where they have to. At the food bank, we really try to keep a spirit of that compassion. We've all been knocked down by life, and we've all had that person that just reached and solved all of our problems. But we're going to reach out and give a little bit of a helping hand, help pick you up, dust you off, and kind of be part of the solution as they find their way back to, their path. So it's very rewarding work.
And it's something that so many of us don't have a way to help other than giving it to a central source like you, and you pass it out. And when I say that you pass it out, you have other people that you actually provide the food to, what did you call it, an ATM?
Correct. Yeah, we have. I like to say we're the bank and they are our ATMs. But each ATM is different. The goal for us is to have as diverse a programming as we can. So we help. Everything from our senior care and share program to our buddy backpack program, which is in the schools. And it's a program targeted at helping those kids that are food insecure over the weekends, which is heartbreaking to think about, right?
Yes.
We were having an Exxon event here where a bunch of the employees were putting the buddy backpacks together, and they're having a great time, and it was a super fun day. And I had one of the employees wander over and said, my wife works at a school, and there was a little boy in a class, and his parent noticed that his lunch account was going down rapidly, more rapidly than it would if he was, eating a meal a day.
Yeah.
And they finally quizzed him about it, and he said, I've got this kid in my class, and he doesn't have anything to eat. And so, the counselor was able to identify this child, and when they talked to him, they use the word, depression and, close to suicidal as far as the stress on this kid of having to worry about not having enough food to eat. So our Buddy Backpack program, we work with the school counselors and mostly schools with the free and reduced lunches. Any kid in there is eligible, and identifying these kids, and we slide a nutritious about 3 to 6 meals to last over the weekend. We slide that in their backpacks on Fridays on their way home, because we don't want, kids to have to worry about where their next meal's coming from. They need to worry about what friends they're going to play with and what kind of trouble they're going to get into, right?
Yeah. Something else with the holidays coming up. It's sad to think that in this nation of plenty that we do have that many children going without food over a prolonged period of time. And that's the thing. These holidays, while they're glad to get out of school in one way, that school was providing them with the only food that they could really count on.
Absolutely, yes. And that's our summer program, but you are absolutely right. The holidays, like I said, they can be such a joyful, wonderful time for those of us that have the resources to enjoy them. But you have, you know, maybe a single mom or a low-income family, and all of a sudden the kids are home all week, and they don't have enough to feed them for the week, much less to provide a Thanksgiving, you know, meal for them or a Christmas meal for them. We don't. You're absolutely right. We live in a land of plenty, in a county that has plenty to give. There's no reason that should be the case. So we do what we can via the community. You know, I want to emphasize that our work is done because of the support we get from the community. You know, to help those families in that kind of situation. It's not too difficult, right? So.
And we're speaking with Allison Hewitt. She is the president and CEO for the Montgomery County Food Bank. We have a couple of minutes left here. We want to get the online address again, and also if you have any final thoughts you would like to get across to the people, I would open it up here for whatever you'd like to tell them.
Okay, well, great. Well, first of all, I mean this sincerely, the work that we do is done via the community. The food bank is only as strong as the community support that we receive. And so, you know, I just want to thank anybody and everybody that's helped us, especially during Harvey. We had a lot of, you know, people reach out. So, but it is a holiday season. We are in need of funding to help these families. But we make it easy. I promise you, we make it easy. If you want to host a food drive or a virtual food drive or donate or volunteer, please visit our website at mcfoodbank.org. The volunteer side, we really try to make fun. We want to give your team a great experience, even if it's on your site or it's on our site. That should be a joyful experience. And so we want it to be organized and fun. We pipe music in or, you know, just whatever it takes there. But please visit our website if you're so moved at mcfoodbank.org, and we can hook you up. So,
well, I appreciate you taking the time out of your day. I know that this time of year especially, you're busy all the time, but this time of year you're probably running around in smaller circles than
you. Yes, we are very busy this time of year. Yes, it's a busy time of year for everybody, right?
So. It is, but especially with y'all trying to do something as important as getting some holiday meals and nutrition out to people that are going to be in short supply.
We don't want anybody to be, we don't want anybody facing the holiday without what they need as far as at least food. So,
well, thank you for what you do and what your organization does, and thanks for being on my program.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. Have a wonderful holiday.
You too. Folks, my name is R.T. Lowe, and I host For Your Information here on Cox Radio. Now, I need you to get out something to write with. You see, we do this program to help keep people in the community apprised of events going on. But I need your help with this. If you're having an event, this is for nonprofit events, something of interest to the community, send the information to r.t.lowe@coxinc.com. So that's r.t.lowe@coxinc.com. Okay, thanks for tuning in. And pick her key up at Flat Top and take us on home.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.